Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldner, and today we're Sekhu Sukkah, Daf Chav Ches, the second parakah, Yashen Tachos Amita. So the Tidaf is going to focus on number one. It was Tana Braisa, Shmonim Talmidim Hayu Lehila Zakin. Hila Zakin had 80 Talmidim, 30 of whom were worthy that the Shekhinah should rest upon them, as it did a Moshe Benu, 30 of whom were worthy that the sun should stand still for them, as it did for Yeshua Ben Nun, and there were 20 who ranked in between them. Gadol Shebakulan, Yonas and Ben Uziel, Katan Shebakulan, Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai. The greatest of them was Yonas Ben Uziel, and the least of them was Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai. The Brice enumerates Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai's mastery of every part of Torah, as well as Sichas Malchei Asharis, Vesichas Shedim, Vesichas Dekalim, the speech of the Malachim, Shedim, and Palm Trees, various Mishalim, and Davar Gadol v'Davar Katan, a great matter referring to Maaseh Merkava, and a small matter referring to Abayas, the Abai v'Rava, the inquiries of Abai and Rava. Now, if the least of all the Talmidim referring to Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai was so great, then all the more so Yonas and Menuziel, who was the greatest of all the Talmidim, have said about him, when he sat and learned Torah, any bird that flew over him was immediately burned. Rashi explains that the Malachi Asharis, who were made of fire, gathered around him to listen to him learn. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Nashim Avadim Katanim Baturim Min HaSukkah, women, slaves, and children are patur from the mitzvah of Sukkah. The Gemara asks for the source that women are patur, and it's determined that it's the Halakha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Now the Gemara asks why a Halakha L'Moshe Mitzinai is needed to teach women are patur, since Sukkah is a mitzvah's aseh shel zman grama, and women are exempt from such mitzvahs. Abai answered that it is needed, as otherwise one might have thought, Teshuv Ke'in Teduru. The Torah's command, you shall dwell in sukkahs, implies you should dwell in a sukkah the same way you dwell at home. Madiri Ishvi Ishto, Af Sukkah Ishvi Ishto, just as in a home. A man and his wife dwell together, so too in a sukkah, a man and his wife should dwell together. Rava said that Halakha Moshe Mitzinai is necessary to exempt women from sukkah, for one might have thought that the Gezer Shava of Chamishasar, that links sukkahs to Pesach, comes to teach that just as women are chayiv in achilas matzah, even though it says mitzvah zase shazman grama, so too they're chayiv in sukkah. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Koshivas Yamim Adam Osa Sukkasu Keva Ubeso Arai. All 7 days of sukkahs, a man makes his sukkah a fixed residence, and his regular house his temporary residence. The Gemara brings a brice that describes how a person makes a sukkah at Diras Keva, such as bringing his nice kalim and beautiful linens to the sukkah, and it also states, Mishanim b'sukkah, and he analyzes his Torah learning in the sukkah. The Gemara asks if this is correct, since Rava said, Mikra mistim b'talata, v'sanwi barba b'talata. Reading Chumash and reviewing Mishnah should be done in the sukkah, but analyzing the Torah can be done outside the sukkah. Rashi explains that the fresh air outside helps one have a clear mind. The Gemara answers that the Brice was referring to reviewing material that he's already clarified, whereas Rav is referring to new material. So once again, the 3 points are number one. It was taught in a Brice. Shmonim Talmidim Hayu Lehila Zakin. Hila Zakin had 80 Talmidim, 30 of whom were worthy that the Shekhinah should rest upon them, as it did a Moshe Benu, 30 of whom were worthy that the sun should stand still for them, as it did for Yeshua Ben Nun, and there are 20 who ranked in between them. Gadol Shebakulan Yonas and Menuziel, Katan Shebakulan Rabban Yochin Ben Zakkai. The greatest of them was Yonas and Menuziel, and the least of them was Rabban Yochin Ben Zakkai. The Brice enumerates Rabban Yochin Ben Zakkai's mastery of every part of the Torah, as well as Sichas Malachi Asharis, Vesichas Shedim, and Sichas Dekalim, the speech of the Malachim, Shedim, and Palm Trees, various Mishalim, and Davar Gadol v'Davar Katan, a great matter referring to Maaseh Merkava, and a small matter referring to Havayas d'Abai v'Rava, the inquiries of Abai v'Rava. Now, if the least of all the Talmidim referring to Rabban Yochin Ben Zakkai was so great, then all the more so Yonas and Ben Uziel, who was the greatest of all the Talmidim. It was said about him, B'shash Sheyoshev Osek B'Torah, Ko'ov Shemporeh Kolav Miyad Nisraf. When he sat and learned Torah, any bird that flew over him was immediately burned. Rashi explains that the Malachi Asharis, who were made of fire, gathered around him to listen to him learn. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Nashim Ve'avadim Katanim B'Torim Min HaSukkah. Women, slaves, and children are patur from the mitzvah of Sukkah. The Gemara asks for the source that women are patur, and it's determined that it's a Halakha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Now the Gemara asks why a Halakha L'Moshe Mitzinai is needed to teach women are patur, since Sukkah is a mitzvah's aseh shel zman grama, and women are exempt from such mitzvahs. Abai answered that it's needed, as otherwise one might have thought, Teshu Ke'in Teduro. The Torah's command, you shall dwell in sukkahs, implies you should dwell in a sukkah the same way you dwell at home. Madiri Ishvi Ishto, Af Sukkah Ishvi Ishto. Just as in a home a man and his wife dwell together, so too in a sukkah a man and his wife should dwell together. Rava said that a halakha Moshe Mitzinai is necessary to exempt women from sukkah, for one might have thought that the Gezer Shava of Chamishasar, that links sukkahs to Pesach, comes to teach that just as women are chayv in achilas matzah, even though it's a mitzvah zase shezman grama, so too they are chayiv in sukkah. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, kol shivas hayomim adam osis sukkaso keva ubeso arai. All 7 days of sukkahs, a man makes a sukkah a fixed residence, and his regular house his temporary residence. The Gemara brings a brisa that describes how a person makes a sukkah at diras keva, such as bringing his nice kelim and beautiful linens to the sukkah, and it also states mishana besukkah, and he analyzes his Torah learning in the sukkah. The Gemara asks if this is correct, since Rava said, Mikra v'mistam mitalata, v'sanli barba mitalata. Reading Chumash and reviewing Mishnah should be done in the sukkah, but analyzing the Torah can be done outside the sukkah. Rashi explains that the fresh air outside helps one have a clear mind. The Gemara answers that the Braisa is referring to reviewing material that he's already clarified, whereas Rav is referring to new material. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Chaf Ches, and our standard Simon is a strong man. Koach, a strong man. So here goes. The strong man who was furious when birds kept burning up over a sukkah and falling over his heavy weights stormed past a group of women eating outside the sukkah and broke down the door only to find a little old man learning chumash and reviewing mishnayos. Once again, in slow motion. The strong man, that must be more daf chav ches. The strong man who was furious when birds kept burning up over a sukkah and falling over his heavy weights, which reminds us that it was Tana Brice at Hillel Zaken and 80 Talmudim, 30 of whom were worthy that the Shekhinah should rest upon them as it did on Moshe Benu, 30 of whom were worthy that the sun should stand still for them as it did for Yeshua ben Nun, and there are 20 who ranked in between them. The greatest of them was Yonas ben Uziel, and the least of them was Rabbi Yochim ben Zaken. After enumerating all the capabilities of Rabbi Yochim ben Zaken, that it says about Yonas ben Uziel that when he sat and learned Torah, any bird that flew over him was immediately burned. So the strong man who was furious when birds kept burning up over a sukkah and falling all over his heavy weights stormed past a group of women eating outside the sukkah, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why we need a halakha l'mushmi sinai to teach that women are patur from sukkah if it's a mitzvah zaseh shezman grama. Abai answered that it's needed as otherwise one might have thought, teshu kein teduro, the Torah's command, you shall dwell in sukkahs implies you should dwell in a sukkah the same way you dwell at home. Just as in a home a man and his wife dwell together, so too in a sukkah a man and his wife should dwell together. Rava said that halakha moshe misina is necessary to exempt women from sukkah, for one might have thought that the gezer shava of chamishasar, the link sukkahs to Pesach, comes to teach that just as women are chayv and achilas matzah, even though it's a mitzvah zaseh shezman grama, so too they're chayv in sukkah. So the strong man who was furious when birds kept burning up over a sukkah and falling all over his heavy weights stormed past a group of women eating outside the sukkah and broke down the door only to find a little old man learning chumash and reviewing mishnayos. Which reminds us, a brisa describes how a person should make a sukkah diras keva, such as bringing his nice kelim and beautiful linens to the sukkah, also states mishanim besukkah. He analyzes his Torah learning in the sukkah. The Gemara asks if this is correct, since Rav said that reading chumash and reviewing mishnah should be done in the sukkah, but analyzing the Torah can be done outside the sukkah. Rashi explains that the fresh air outside helps one have a clear mind. The Gemara answers that the brisa is referring to review material that he already clarified, whereas Rav is referring to new material. So once again, the strong man who was furious when birds kept burning up over a sukkah and falling all over his heavy weights stormed past a group of women eating outside the sukkah and broke down the door only to find a little old man learning chumash and reviewing mishnayos. All right, now it's time for our four blabak chazara. Daf chavdalad, the symbol chavdalad is a pitcher. So here goes. When the inflatable pitcher of air, pitcher, that must be on daf chavdalad. When the inflatable pitcher of air uses a sukkah wall, which reminds us on daf chav gimel amud aleph, a brisa was brought that taught the Rebbe Meir holds that a live animal may not be used as a sukkah wall. After Abai and Rebbe Zera's explanations for Rebbe Meir are disproved, the Gemara presents Rebbe Acha bar Yaakov's pshat. The Rebbe Meir holds kol mechitza shomeres baruch in a mechitza. Any mechitza that stands erect because of breath is not a kosher mechitza. Others say the Rebbe Acha bar Yaakov said the Rebbe Meir holds any mechitza that is not made by man is not a mechitza. The nafka meaning between the two is where he propped up a wall with a node tapuach, an inflated wineskin. So when the inflatable pitcher of air uses a sukkah wall, popped when the cow with a get written all over it bit into it, which reminds us that we learn Rabbi Yosef Gulli holds that one may not write a get on an animal. The Gemara explains Rabbi Yosef Gulli learns from a kasavla, and one writes for her, that one might write a get on any type of writing surface, not just parchment. The word sefer teaches that it must be written on something similar to a sefer, not food or living things. The Gemara explains that the Rabban who argue with Rabbi Yosef Gulli and hold that one may write a get on an animal learn that the word sefer teaches l'sfiras dvarim ba'almohu da'asa, that a get should be a narration of words that convey that he's divorcing her. Rush explains that the word sefer is not referring to the klaf, the writing surface, but rather the formula of severance that the husband is communicating within the get. Therefore, the Torah is not putting a limitation on any writing surface, and animals can be used as well. So when the inflatable pitcher of air used as a sukkah wall popped when the cow with a get written all over it bit into it, It flew into the trees, serving as walls for the neighbor's sukkah. Which reminds me, the next Mishnah states, what makes a sukkah among the trees, with the trees serving as walls for it? It's kosher. The Gemara questions Rav Acher Yaakov, who said that any mechitza that cannot withstand a normal wind is not a kosher mechitza. According to Rav Acher Yaakov, the sukkah that uses trees as walls should not be kosher since they sway to and fro from the wind. The Gemara defends Rav Acher Yaakov's ruling, clarifying that the Mishnah is discussing a case where the trunk is stiff and the branches do not sway because they are braided with palm branches and bay trees. It's still necessary for the Mishnah to teach that trees may be used as sukkah walls, for one might have thought we should be ghosts and the trees should be possible as walls, lest one come to use the tree on Yantav. Daf Chaf Hei, so the Simcha Chaf Hei is a silver anniversary. So here goes. The husband who came late to his own silver anniversary dinner, silver anniversary? That must be more Daf Chaf Hei. The husband who came late to his own silver anniversary dinner on Sukkot and tried to excuse himself by claiming he was involved in another mitzvah, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shulchan mitzvah between men a sukkah, those on a mitzvah mission are pater from the mitzvah of sukkah. The Gemara brings the pasuk from Kriyashma, v'shivdecha b'beisecha v'lechtecha b'derech, and Rav Huna said the pasuk obligates one to recite Shema when sitting or going, only when these activities are kederech, comparable to the way. Maderech rishus, of korishus, v'fukihai de b'mitzvah asuk, just as one takes to the way for discretionary purposes, so to all situations mentioned in the pasuk, refer to those involved in a discretionary act, which comes to exclude this person involved in the mitzvah. So, the husband who came late to his own silver anniversary dinner on Sukkot and tried to excuse himself by claiming he was involved in another mitzvah, and then a mace mitzvah, which reminds Gemara brings another source for osik b'mitzvah, patamina mitzvah, from Pesach Sheni, with those that were tummy from being osik in a mace mitzvah, and teaches why both sources are necessary. If the Torah had only taught the principle from Pesach Sheni, one might have thought, mishum du lamatas man chiyub at the Pesach. It's permissible because the chiyub of the garment Pesach had not arrived yet when they did the mitzvah of mace mitzvah. But here, regarding the time of Kriyishma, when the time of the mitzvah has arrived, one could say there's no exemption. And if it had been learned from Kriyishma, one might have thought it's because there's no Issacharis for failure to perform the second mitzvah. Whereas in the case of the Pesach, when there is an Issacharis, one would not be pater. So the husband who came late to his own silver anniversary dinner on Sukkot and tried to excuse himself by claiming he was involved in another mitzvah and then a mace mitzvah couldn't stop feeling like a mourner as he sat alone in the sukkah the rest of the night. Which reminds us, Rabbi Abba Rezavda said in the name of Rav, Avo chayv b'sukkah, a mor is chayv in the mitzvah of sukkah. And one might have thought that since Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said in the name of Rav, Matzdara patamina sukkah, one who experiences distress is patam from sukkah, so to a mourner. So Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda is coming to teach, Hanimili tzar de mamela. This implies only when the distress is inherent in the sukkah. But here, Ihu dekab matzdara nafshe, it's he who's causing distress by dwelling on his loss. Iboilu suvi daiti, he's required to calm his mind from his grief and enable himself to perform the mitzvah of dwelling in a sukkah. Daf Chavav, so the similar Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The army man is on duty during the military coup. Military coup? That must be more Daf Chavav. The army medics on duty during the military coup who carried the chol with a headache on a stretcher and were patur from mitzvah sukkah, which reminds us, the Mishnah had stated, chol misham shem paturim in a sukkah. The sick and their attendants are patur from the mitzvah sukkah, and it was taught in a braisa. This applies to even a chol whose life is not in danger, afil chash be'enav, afil chash be'rosho, even if he merely has an eyeache or a headache. So the army medics on duty during the military coup who carried the chol with a headache on a stretcher and were patur from mitzvah sukkah shouted into their bullhorn to wake up the soldiers dozing outside, which reminds us that the Mishnah had stated, "Ochin achilas arai chutz l'sukkah." One may eat lightly outside the sukkah, and a brice was brought to taught, "Ochin achilas arai chutz l'sukkah, ein yeshenin shenis arai chutz l'sukkah." One may eat lightly outside the sukkah, but one may not nap outside the sukkah. Ravashi said, "Gezer shem yiradem." The Rabbanim were gozer against napping, lest one fall into a deep sleep. Rava gave an alternative reason why one should nap outside the sukkah, in kvalashena. There's no fixed minimum for regular sleep. That is, even light sleep has the halakhic status of regular sleep, because a nap can also refresh a person. So the army medics on duty during the military coup, who carried the chol with a headache on a stretcher and were patur from mitzvah sukkah, shouted into their bullhorn to wake up the soldiers dozing outside next to the sleeping horse. Which reminds us, Rav said, Asal Adam Lisham B'yom Yosem Hashem Asus. It's forbidden for a person to sleep by day longer than a horse asleep. And how long is a horse asleep? Shitzin Nishme, 60 respirations. Rashi explains that it's forbidden because of Bizzle Torah. This is Rabbi Avram Golden Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning. Dav Chav Zayin, so the Simra Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The boy who drove his neighbors crazy playing his kazoo. That must be more Dav Chav Zayin. The boy who drove his neighbors crazy playing his kazoo straight for the amount of time it takes to eat 14 su'udos, which reminds us, as Malkokas Rabbi Gazim the Chachamim, regarding how many su'udos one must eat in the sukkah based on the concept of teshukein teduro. Rabbi Yezer says one must eat 14 su'udos, since in one's house, he eats one meal during the day and one during the night. And the Chachamim say there's no fixed amount except for the first night, because they hold, in a house, if one wants to eat, he eats, and if he doesn't want to eat, he doesn't. So the boy who drove his neighbors crazy playing his kazoo straight for the amount of time it takes to eat 14 su'udos, who then left the sukkah and went into a second sukkah to do it again, which reminds us, it's a Malkokas Rabbi Yezer and the Chachamim whether one can use two different sukkos based on the pasuk of Chagasukas Tasel Chashivas Yamim. Rabbi Yezer holds one must erect a sukkah that is fit for all 7 days, and the Chachamim hold Ases Sukkah B'Chag, meaning if one only requires a sukkah for 1 day, he must erect a sukkah. So the boy who drove his neighbors crazy playing his kazoo straight for the amount of time it takes to eat 14 su'udos, who then left the sukkah and went to a second sukkah to do it again, was immediately escorted home because he was told he must only play in a sukkah that was his family's possession. Which reminds us, it's a Malkus Reyes and the Chachamim, whether one can fulfill his chiyuv by dwelling in his friend's sukkah. Rabbi Yezer holds that just as a person does not fulfill his chiyuv to take a luv on the first day of sukkahs with his friend's luv, based on v'lokachtem lechem, so too a person cannot fulfill his chiyuv by dwelling in his friend's sukkah, for it's written, Chagasukkas tasel chon shivas yamim. A Chagasukkas you shall make for yourselves for 7 days, from which we derive Mishalacha, the sukkah must be from your own possessions. The Chachamim say that one can fulfill his chiyuv in his friend's sukkah, for it's written, Kol ezrach b'Yisrael yesh b'sukkos. All the natives of Yisrael shall dwell in sukkos. The pasuk teaches, shall call Yisrael ruin leisha b'sukkah achas, that all of Yisrael are fit to sit in one sukkah. Rashi explains that the pasuk implies that the entire nation can fulfill their chiyuv by going into a single sukkah, one person after the other. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.